This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm wearing like a butterfly tank top. Like, I could not be more bottom in this moment, I promise you.
We are about to quiz, test, and challenge these messy bottoms on things tops wish they knew.
I'll bend it over when I get home.
The bottoms of the round table, you know.
I'll find me a high top.
Part two, baby, this episode is for the bottoms.
Come get it, Henny.
Micropeen.
Can you top it?
If I lose, then we all lose.
I don't have time to be a CEO and douche.
Yeah, we holding hands in this bitch.
She's later. Like, I'm a bottom. I have a pink cup, I promise.
I fucked up.
Triggered.
I'm not. I'm scared.
I'll be doing that later tonight.
Period.
Subconsciously, I'm here for it.
Wrecked people? Wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people?
Wrecked people.
Hello!
Hello!
Eric, you just went up so high, my laptop canceled it out. I have no idea what note you just sang. I simply didn't hear it.
It was only meant for the superior beings. Everyone else in the world will hear it, and you just aren't cut out.
And I'm not going to. And you're not somehow, cut out. Whenever I try to listen to this episode of my car, it's going to cut out.
And for everyone else, to all of our new and returning players, welcome to Get Wrecked.
Get Wrecked.
This is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours can get better. I'm Eric.
I'm Coco, and every week we play a different game with four to six different very, very funny, very amusing guests to answer some of society's just stupid-ass questions. Mm-hmm. And first few minutes of this episode, we're going to take some time to, like, talk about ourselves, talk mm-hmm. shit about whatever we want to talk shit about, talk about your listener confessions and shit on how ridiculous you guys are, and then after that, we're going to drop the big juicy questions, set up the game that we're going to play, and bring in our guests.
Just so you guys know what we're doing, just to give you guys a little heads up of what's coming up, what's coming next, you know?
My brain has been fully developed for 2 years now, not just one, two full years. Like, I'm locked in my own opinions. You cannot change my mind. I can be stubborn if I want to. Brain plasticity decreased.
She's also been waiting for this. We have a lot of conversations about what our, like, prime ages are, and Courtney's been saying that her prime age is absolutely like mid-30s, like,
yeah, it's,
literally in Wisconsin on a farm with her shawl and her rocking chair and her books.
She's and my long ethereal dresses flowing around in the forest, swimming naked in the rivers. No one's calling me a kid. Like, I'm calling other people, like, oh, baby, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you literally,
kids who are,
you
like,
only
22,
refer to people as
I'm
baby.
Calling them a kids.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to start calling people honey soon. Like, that's going to be my new.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm clinging to my youth like a has-been. I'm wearing an open shirt, open, like, chested, fucking frilly, fucking bottom ass, rave shirt right now because I refuse to grow old. And
refuse. Your muscles kind of look big.
Ooh, hey there. I'm ripped.
Muscles.
I'm not. It was just.
Who was last time you went to the gym?
Literally, I've never been to the gym in my life. I literally have never been to the gym in my life. Not even once. Like, not even one time.
What? You've never walked into a Planet Fitness?
No, I told you the story on the podcast before. I walked in with my mom so she could cancel her subscription. But other than that, I've never walked in to work out ever in my whole life.
Is your heart okay? Like, I think actual health-wise?
I mean, I have to dance a shit ton for work. Like, I literally have to do a dance audition tomorrow. So I've been doing cardio and calisthenics and push-ups and sit-ups since I was in high school for dance. But I've never done it, like, on my own. I did it for a grade, sure. But I never have to do it on my own. It's crazy.
I am depressed without. It's the only thing that it's the only thing that makes me not want to die. Like, it keeps me.
Green.
Like, I can.
Not slip and slide.
Not slip and slide. Like, my boyfriend will look at me and I'll wake up crying. I don't even know why. And he's like, okay, let's go down the list. One, have you had food? No. Have you drank water? No. When was the last time you went to the gym? I don't know. And he's like, okay, so let's start there.
Yeah.
There's the solution to the problem.
That's crazy. Maybe I should try it out one of these days. Maybe I'll come to the gym with you little weirdos and see what it's like in that big little building.
I literally
with you guys.
Wouldn't even want to go with you. I feel like you walk in and you look at the machine, you'd sit down and be like, ew.
I probably would be like, this is fucking gross. Did someone else use this? Has someone else used this before?
I was going to say, is that a bottom thing? But I go to
oh my God, all the bottoms are at the gym.
All the bottoms are at the gym. I go to this most stereotypical gay gym in LA. Mm-hmm. I used to go to the most stereotypical gay gym in West Hollywood, and then it closed. So now I go to the second most stereotypical gay gym in LA. And there are actually even more gay men at this one somehow than the first one. And I've never felt so safe at a gym. I've never felt so comfortable. No one is looking at me. Like, sometimes I'll
test. No, they're really hyper-focused. The only people that are more insane at the gym than straight men are gay men. Those are the people who
But they're not really hyper-focused on the workout. They are hyper-focused on getting each other. I feel like I'm in a live action, like, National Geographic. It makes, like, the mating calls. I was at the gym the other day and this one guy, I'm not even going to describe him because that would be so awful, because he's a very sweet man and I see him every once in a while at the gym. But I was waiting to have a bench so I could do chest presses. And so this man is doing his push. So just imagine, like, his back is on the bench and he's pushing up with his arms and he goes,
yeah.
Every single time. And at one point he was on his, like, 10th rep and he was trying so hard to get it up so his hands were shaking. She goes,
no.
I swear to God, I was like, wow. I feel like I am literally, like, and this is how the peacocks, like, look around for each other. And the man turns around. Like,
no!
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know. I'm still only at, like, 60% for the gym. Maybe one day.
Maybe your 28th.
Maybe my 28th year. My 28th year, I'll think about
28th.
It.
Also, everyone, pause. Go follow, subscribe on whatever podcast app, Spotify, whatever you're listening to.
Yeah.
Now.
Leave us a rating and a review as well, because you can now leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Isn't that so much fun for you guys?
Even a bad one gives us notes and also.
Honestly, yeah. Give us some notes. We'll take it. We can take it. No, Courtney, we can take it. I want critiques. No press is bad press. No, but this is fun. I really want to do our episode, though. Can we do confessions real quick?
Confessions? Yes, you do yours first.
Okay, this one is unhinged. It's unhinged. Okay, someone wrote into us and said, my best friend has put me down as a reference on job applications for years. The one time anyone called me asking for my opinion of her as a coworker or as a worker, my best friend and I happened to be in the middle of a fight. I gave the absolute worst review of that bitch you can imagine. Fully slandered her. Dragged her name to the depths of hell. We are still best friends and she still got the job, but I'm just waiting for the day that she finds out.
Okay, you're a bad friend, period. Absolutely, you're a bad friend, period. You need to go to therapy. You need to ask questions. You need to don't stop listening to this show, you guys. We're going to do an episode called How to Be a Good Friend so you can learn what that means. Because obviously you got me fucked up. You do not slander somebody's reputation because you are mad at them. If you were in front of me, I would punch you in the fucking face. Do not.
Ever.
Okay, so maybe devil's advocate here. I'm not saying that I would do this. I might say that I understand the impulse to do this. I understand the instinct to do this. But if somebody got me fucked up enough and then somebody in the same breath called and asked, is this a good person? I would be like, listen, I don't want to say it. Because it's like, who knows? You have to really have me fucked up. But I can see myself doing this. You have to really have me fucked up.
But if they had you fucked up, then why would you want to continue to be their friend? You know what I mean?
You like, understand how emotions work, Courtney. Sometimes you're just mad. Sometimes you need to somebody catches you the wrong fucking moment. Literally, your friend could have said some crazy ass shit and really had you fucked up in that one moment. And you're like, I could kill somebody right now. And then somebody calls and asks about their character. What the fuck you expect me to do?
Here's the thing, if I found out somebody did that to me, I would be like, you know what? You think I'm a bad person? You think my character deserves to be slashed?
Okay. But who knows if she really thought that? It was just in the moment.
I'm going to take you down for the rest of time.
Okay.
Because I am a bad person. Okay. I will make sure the rest of your life will be lived.
Oh my God.
Thinking that exact thought about me.
Oh my God.
I've been hurt a few times.
I mean, it was just one phone call from that friend. This doesn't feel like reciprocation of the same energy.
She almost lost that job.
But she got the job, though. She still got the job.
But you tried to fuck with somebody's reputation and you tried to fuck with somebody's bag.
That's true.
Bag, reputation, a relationship. Never again.
Yeah.
You're
hopefully
out.
She never finds out. That's our
I know. Never
hopefully
tell her.
She never,
I think it's appropriate to lie.
Out.
Never tell
never
a soul. Except us. On a live podcast.
Yeah.
That
thousands
track
of people
back
to listen
you at any
to. That's
time,
okay.
For sure.
that's okay.
And another stupidity. Here is my confession. I was really high at this party that got busted a while back. Not my confession. Oh my God. It's confession of our guest.
I was going to say, sometimes you never know.
You never know. Our guest was really high at this party. They got busted a while back. When everyone was leaving to evade the cops, I, as in the guest, started to throw flaming hot Cheetos out the window of the car I was in because my brain convinced me that it would stop the police from following us. I did this the whole ride back and we got home without being arrested.
Hot Cheetos?
Out the window. See, this is again
that's
white
like
people
decoys?
Shit.
I'm going to say, this must be some
that
white people.
Because I thought this story was going to end with, and the cops followed us back because they realized that we were drunk, so they pulled us over.
It was
the
one of the worst days of my life. It's how I was expecting it to end.
They were just having a great time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, if that was you and me doing some Negro shit like that, can you imagine? It would be the worst days of our life. Only one of us would make it out.
Did you just say Negro? Because I'm about to start using that.
You know, I have like 18 different words for nigga. I have Negro, Negress.
Negress, I've heard before. Negro instead of Negro.
I love
just, I gotta
Negro.
Tell my dad that. I gotta share that with my dad.
That's one of my favorite ones, actually. Negro. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but if that was us with this whole skin tone going on in this economy, I cannot imagine us making out of it alive. Like, it would truly be, one of us would have PTSD and one of us would be 6 feet under. Put $100 on that.
Like,
put $100 on it.
Career
shit.
Done.
Career done. Life done. good for you, I guess. Your confession made me upset. Go fuck yourself. Privilege.
Go fuck yourself. And that's the tea.
Guys, this is an important episode for me. For me, this is my time. My time.
Ah, it is.
My time.
This is for Eric.
This is the part two, guys, of an episode that we did last week. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, honestly, just press stop. Press stop right now. Go back a week. Listen to the episode. And then once you do, you'll know exactly what the fuck is about to happen right now. This episode is once again the Red Cross. It's once again Hands Across America. The humanitarian mission to save the world's bottoms from themselves. All right? We are about to quiz, test, and challenge these messy bottoms on things tops wish they knew. Not just sexual things either, but personality things, relationship things, things generally to make these tops or these bottoms better people. That's right. Part two, baby. This episode is for the bottoms. I'm very, very excited for this episode, though. Do you have anything else before we bring in our guests?
No, I'm just ready to do the damn thing.
Let's do the damn thing. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to bring in a bunch of messy, catty bottoms who are sure to scream and yell at each other until the cows come home. Except for not real cows, because no lactose, because we're bottoms. All right, everybody.
Yay.
See you later.
Peace.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. We have returned.
We are back in with our lovely guest this week.
They're so pretty. There's three of them this time, guys. And it's every man for them fucking selves. This is not a Team American Team Coco episode. This is a Team Bottoms episode. This is specifically we're all going to be better. We're all competing against our own worst enemy, which is our fucking selves. And we're going to figure this out together. Before we give the rundown of what they're doing, we just want to give each of these lovely, amazing bottoms the chance to introduce themselves in their own bottom glory. So pretty much say your name, where you're from, and then also the most bottom thing you've done in the last month, besides bottoming, the most bottom thing you've done in the last month. Let's see, who do I want to be the first victim? Let's start with Reese. Reese didn't even blink when he asked this question.
He did, literally didn't even shudder.
Didn't even flinch.
Hi, my name is Reese. I live in West Hollywood.
Hi.
The most bottom thing I've done in the last month, I went to brunch this morning and didn't eat my salad or anything at all, if that matter.
he ordered
the food
just to not eat it. Even the order by itself was very, very bottom. And then he didn't even eat it, which was just on another level.
Wait, but do you bonus. Have plans later, though?
yeah, after this, I'm actually going out. My friends are waiting for me at High Tops right now.
There we go.
Of course.
Couldn't have added a more bottom moment than what you just added. So that was, yeah, this is a fierce competitor, you all. Who's fucking next? Can you top it? LOL, that was not supposed to be a pun. It was not supposed to be a pun. Simone.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
I'm Simone Rose. I'm from, NYC by way of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. What is the most bottom thing I've done that hasn't been actually bottom? You know what? In the spirit of submissiveness, I have been cooking for my boyfriend regularly, and he doesn't cook for me at all, because he doesn't have to, because I'm always cooking. I'm always down.
Wow. Ooh. Mm-hmm. You know what? That is a bottom thing for sure, but that's a bottom thing that we're going to try to destroy and deconstruct and annihilate. Yes.
I welcome it.
Make that top fucking cook for you. The fuck? Absolutely not. But also, that tracks.
That tracks.
Peter?
Hey guys, I'm Peter. I'm from Seattle, but I live in LA, of course. The most bottom thing I have done was actually today. I wore foreign heels to work, so all the men that I would see, I would be taller than them by like 2 or 3 inches. So it was more of like a girl boss. I would move.
Yes!
I love it. Good.
Girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight.
Feel small. Yeah.
That's right. That, I'm very, that's like some very non-toxic bottom energy right there. I absolutely love that. Congrats.
Thank you.
These are some strong bottoms. These are some strong bottoms. And I'm very excited to get this shit on the road. So I'm going to give you an overview of what we're doing, and then Courtney's going to give you the rules. So this is a part two episode, you guys. Last week, we brought on a shit ton of tops and did the same fucking game. We quizzed them on things that bottoms wish that they knew. And this week, it's bottoms who are in the hot seat. No pun intended again. I've got to stop it with this. You guys, this is a Red Cross mission. This is a humanitarian crisis. We must help the bottoms be better bottoms. We must help the bottoms of the world and you bottoms on this episode save themselves from themselves, okay? And to do that, we sent out a poll and we're going to quiz you guys on the absolute gamut of shit that that the tops wish you fucking knew. And by the end of this, hopefully you'll be better people. Hopefully.
Okay.
Coco?
Bring it on.
Let's do it. All right. We asked a bunch of questions, basically, to a bunch of tops, and they came to a consensus on how they want you guys to be better bottoms. So we are going to ask you guys those questions, and you guys will come up what you think the correct answer is at the same time, and then we'll tell you guys what the tops picked as the correct answer, and whichever one of you guys gets the correct answer, you get a point. Whoever gets the most points wins the game. Simple. Mm-hmm. So we will go down the line in order. We'll give you guys the question, and then we will tell you guys who can give us your answer. So are you guys ready for the first question?
Yes.
100.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Are you even a real bottom? And how is that top supposed to know? How do you think tops want you to announce your bottomness out in public? A, announce you're wild and for real. That top better be able to sniff me out. B, it's all about the wardrobe. I only leave my house in Fashion Nova, or I can't even say this word. I've only ever read it, Shein. I've never said it out loud. I'm just like shopping there online. And my clothes are so tight, you can see inside of my body. There is no confusion here. See, Russian roulette bed shit. You'll find out in bed, I guess. It's honestly very, very weird to bring that up in casual conversation. Like, yeah, you have a preference, but also, is that their business? Not until it's go time. And D, right off the bat, don't waste a top's time to say, hi, I'm blank and I'm a bottom, or the classic, what are you into, in the first 10 minutes of talking.
We won't tell you the correct answer until each of you have locked in your choices.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like the third one is like what it should be, because like whatever, but I'm sure it's B, or the sure second.
It's definitely
wardrobe.
Not B, because that's wardrobe. Not very top of them to want the bottom to be like initiating stuff. You know?
I'm feeling A. I'm gonna be honest. Like, you should just know.
You should just know.
A is okay. That top wants to sniff you out.
Yeah.
And B is your wardrobe. Like, what are you wearing that shows that?
Okay, I'm gonna go A, because I feel like B tops are a lot like straight men, and they're kind of just oblivious to stuff a lot of the time. So I'm gonna lock in A.
Okay, you're locking in A.
Simone,
Reese,
you're locking in A.
Reese, what are you locking
in? B. I'm locking in B. Yeah, fashion. If you do it right, they'll know I'm a bottom.
Okay, bet. All right.
Bet.
And the answer is A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be able to sniff you out. But here's
sniff
the thing:
the
it
out.
Should be B. But you're right, Peter. Tops very much are just like straight men. And I just don't
yeah.
know.
Only 16.7% of people chose B for this question. So, I mean,
so
it was almost a blowout for A. So, congrats to two of you. Two of you got points on the board. Reese, I believe in you. I believe in you. You can pull it back. Question.
I don't know.
Numero dos. Oh, look, there's an opportunity for you, a bottom, to be the big spoon for the first time in your whole relationship. How do you proceed? A, it's a trap. This is clearly a test. That top does not want to be the little spoon. How dare you ask? In fact, fuck them for even trying you like this. B, this is like seeing a double rainbow. You may never get this chance ever again. Wrap your arms around that top and never let go. You're their protector tonight. C, in the words of High School Musical, stick to the status quo. Flip your ass back into little spoon position and assume your natural habitat. Don't fix what ain't broke. And D, wake that top up immediately and have a 4 a.m. extended convo about how you've assumed fixed gender roles in your relationship. You'll never be the little or big spoon ever a fuck again. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we holding hands in this bitch.
All night, baby.
I don't know, because I'm just like, to me, tops are low-key like emotional bottoms. You know what I mean?
That
like,
part.
Like...
They're toxic masculinity, you know they're never going to answer truthfully.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one is that leading you towards?
That's a great question.
It's actually the only question. The only
purpose. I'm going to go... Oh, sorry.
I do think tops, like... They low-key want to be held sometimes, so I'm going to go B again. Yeah.
Go is that B? The double rainbow one?
That is the double rainbow one. Double
okay,
rainbow
I'm going B. I'm going B as well.
I feel like that's true, but they're just, like, not wanting to say it.
I know, liars.
I would say flip.
Liars. Wait, so you think that the... Because, again, these are all questions that Tops answered. So this what the... Answered. Yeah, the Tops would have picked whichever one they actually wanted in this, and it was anonymous. So
they would have picked, flip.
So you think that it's flip, Peter, and then we have two people thinking that it's B? Are we locked?
Yeah, I'll still stick with B. I'll lock locked. It in. Lock okay. it in.
I love this competition.
It's this is honestly great. I also love time. Reese's commitment to be as a bottom. Forever and ever.
Subconsciously, I'm here for it.
He's all right, everyone.
Very much Paris Hilton.
The correct answer here. The correct answer for like the opportunity of a lifetime for this fucking top or this fucking bottom. The correct answer was. B, that double rainbow bitch. They want to be held. They want to be held. Which means we have some points on the board for everybody, and we have a new leader on the board as well. Let you guess who that is in the future. Courtney, what's up next?
Right. Physical touch is every top's love language. What body parts do you, a bottom, touch? To make that top feel most wanted. A, you don't touch them. They've got to touch you first. You are just simply a stiff brick until they put in the work. B, grab them by the crotch. Just a little flick, a nice little rub. You like to show dominance under the table, okay? We take charge. C, rub their arms. Let them know that you just like their strong frame. And D, a little foot grace. Give them a little tease, plausible deniability. Do you want them? Was it just an accident? Like, I don't know. Let's play the games. Okay. Which one do you think they want?
Mm-hmm. Already I'm locked giving... in.
Go
it
ahead.
Is C.
Yeah, same. Period.
Arms and a head tilt.
Yep. The head tilt.
He's in period.
The lightly grazed arm with the eye contact. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Peter, are
I'll
you
be doing that later tonight.
He's taking us on a date to high tops.
Oh, lovely.
I'll find me a high top.
strong pun work. Strong wordplay.
Yes.
Peter, are you locking in with everyone else?
I feel like in the 50s it would be like a tease. But now I feel like it's the arm, like the touching the arm.
Yeah, they're touching the arm.
Yeah.
That is true. The level of touch is definitely...
It has evolved. It has changed.
It's evolved.
Mm-hmm. It's not changed quite... Apparently, it hasn't changed quite as much. People thinking that the other one wants a crotch grab, but... Cordy?
All right. And the final answer is a fucking blowout. All of you bitches got it. It's C.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
I'm going to drink to that.
Yeah.
Yes. Drink cheers. To
100. Me too. Cheers.
We have more points on the board for every fucking body. Congratulations, everyone.
Every fucking bottom.
Ever moving on.
<I'm screaming>.
To our next question. Okay. Great. Now you know that Tom wants you and they've taken you home. What direction do you take the foreplay to impress your Tom? A. Let's get it moving, baby. It's already hot and heavy. All I need to do is bend over and let's get into the action.
Lock it in.
B.
The answer is A.
Bring the action.
I'm good. Well, I am.
B. I sit close to the door. I don't want them to know I'm too interested just yet. Give them more opportunity to work for me. C. I make the first move. I know deep down they want me to assert my dominance. And D, I give them flirty touches and giggles and back rubs and deep conversations until 4 a.m.
Okay, well, it's not D, so.
Okay. I feel like it would have been D without, like, the deep convo part.
Okay. Yeah, back massages all night, definitely. Everybody's up for it.
Reese had his answer locked before we even gave the other answers. Are you sticking with it?
It's done. Yeah.
Can it's you wait? Done. What was C again?
C was I make the first move. I know deep down they want me to assert my dominance.
Yeah, I'm going C.
Power bottom.
Hello?
Power bottom.
Hello?
Is this thing on?
We already have split answers here, guys. I love it. What are you doing, Peter?
I feel what's like up? Tops are a little like. We're stereotyping here, of course. It's a game show. So I feel like tops are, like, easier. So I feel like if you just bend over, they're going to be on our fucking gravy.
We've already gotten them home.
Read them.
We've already done
the
work.
Games are done.
Bend it over.
Yes.
You already know what you both are doing.
Talk to them enough at the bar. I know their name. Maybe.
And we don't need to converse. It's yeah,
a.
maybe.
The answer is A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's every, like... Top's wet dream if you just you take charge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but
like
there
started.
Is
you're outnumbered.
There's subtlety. There is subtlety in taking charge by giving them what they want.
True.
Mm. Oh, and now we're at a round table.
Ooh.
This is like these
it.
Are the questions.
Use the men.
The bottoms of the round table. You know?
the bottom of the round table. A new show. It's a spinoff of Get Ready.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be
are
United.
We locked, everyone?
Yeah. I'm
locked.
Okay. So we have one C, and the boys are locked at A. The correct answer for this question, C. I make that first move. I know.
Let me tell y'all. Listen. Your girl is verse, so I feel like I have an advantage. I feel like I have an
cheater.
Advantage. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
cheater.
I am a power bottom through and through, but I am verse.
Amazing.
This one was good. Not. This one was not necessarily a blowout, though. Like,
in the slightest.
But also have to say that A was not in second place. I think B was in second place, closing the
that's
door. X, Y, and Z.
B
but,
and A and B are in second place.
Oh yeah, they were tied. They were tied. But most. But it was like only 33% of people said that they wanted.
I'm just like, what does it
move.
Feel like to not get every question right? Like, okay.
That's not
this
very bottom of you to say.
That's true.
That verse energy just popped out. Right?
Yeah.
sorry, my bad.
She pitched herself in this episode as a power
bottom. No, keep bringing it
out. I did, because I am.
Oh, gosh. Before we can move on, though, we have to take a quick little break for our sponsors. And then when we come back, we have four more questions for y'all, and we're gonna knock them the fuck out. So we'll see y'all in a second. Peace, love, and blessings. Bye.
All right, we are jumping back in. We do have a leader on the board, but that does not mean that somebody can't come back and take it over. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time. We have 4 questions left.
That's right.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what goes down. All right. Question.
Me.
Me. Winning. Question number 5, you guys. I have a fucking nightmare scenario for you.
Oh, God.
I know.
Triggered.
The top in your relationship has asked you, what do you want to do for food tonight?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your top wants you to answer this question? A, just give them the fucking control. They're only asking you to be nice. They really would rather just pick where you guys are going to eat. Just hit them with the wherever you want, babe line, and just call it a day, okay? B, you have trained your entire life for this. Your indecisiveness ends tonight. You want to go to Red Robin's. You want to go to wherever you want to go. It's your space. It's your time. Text that top the address. Order that food. Get there. Done. It's a new day. C, communication is key. Talk. Dialogue. Discuss the options. Barf. Pros, cons. Eat somewhere where you both want to eat. And D, this question irrelevant because you've actually already made a reservation at their favorite restaurant, at their favorite place on earth. You want to make them happy. You might not want to eat anything on the menu, but you are there for their happiness.
I feel like this is where
I'm going to leave like the leaderboard. I feel like I'm going to leave.
Oh. I feel like the real answer isn't even one of those listed. Like, I already took my Adderall. I'm not eating. Like,
it's food not an option. Good.
Dinner is like a bottle of wine.
All right, eat.
Other.
Well, one of the answers did say you won't eat anything on the menu. It's all about them eating.
Yeah, so. that was the last one.
That's also
too much work and effort to like find out what their favorite place is and then make the reservation. Like,
that's true. But that's what the bottom would say. How do you think the tops answered this?
But I guess, like, how far into this are we? Like, are we dating now? Like,
you're dating.
You're dating. This is a relationship.
You're dating.
And this is 5 years in. Have you said I love you?
No, this is like we're maybe like a year? 6 months
maybe
to
like
a
6
year
to
in.
Year yeah,
you know what I mean, like you're definitely like in love, but you haven't gotten to the point where like you piss each other off yet, so it's like settling into marriage, you know what I mean. You're still being
so they're friends trying. Don't know them yet, right?
Right, sure.
Okay. Actually, that's okay, that part
triggered.
Okay, I have my answer.
Oh shit.
Oh, right.
You do not
no.
look happy about it though.
I'm not I'm scared.
B. It's B or
D. Then I go C.
It's B or D, but I'm gonna go B.
Okay.
C is the communication.
Uh-huh. C is the talk.
I'm gonna go C.
Where you wanna eat.
I'm gonna go C.
Ew.
In a relationship.
I know. Ew me. Not ew me.
Ew.
I feel like A.
I feel like the top three different answers on the bar.
Right?
Shit, we're divided.
Wait, A would be the top side.
Also, Simone, if this answer is C, like, who did you give this, like, survey to?
Yeah.
Where are these tops? Like, I don't know any of them.
Hey,
they don't know me.
He's in the
they
bed waiting for me. What you talking about?
Okay.
A, did you ask to repeat one of the questions?
Wait, is A the top one choose?
Yeah, A is give them the control.
Oh, yeah, A.
A. All right, so okay. Peter says A. Wow. Reese says B. Oh, you are committed to the B. And Simone says C. Are we all locked in?
I'm locked scared.
In. She's scared. In. All right, guys. And the final answer for question 5 is B.
Oh. I'm in second place,
baby Reese.
My streak.
Reese is pushing forward.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Honestly, holding to the B, it paid off for you this time.
Yeah, it did work out.
Yeah. Statistically, it had to work. If you picked B every time, it had to work at least once. So
right. I fucked up.
Maybe even twice.
Honestly, maybe even twice. Honestly, yeah, Simone, I feel good that you answered that question, though. You can at least go home with a little bit of, like, self-respect.
Communication. Exactly, yeah, so it's so true.
Well, here's the thing, like, when I think where I fucked up is I think I answered that question for me. Instead of from the what? Top. Like, that was your, you know what I mean? Okay. Like, yeah, they're gonna be like, just pick, you know? But for me, I'm like, no, I want to go where we both are. That's where I fucked up.
Yeah. This one was also.
I feel like you answer from a place of like you answer from
that
hope.
Burst energy.
Yeah.
Get out.
What we want, but would never happen. Like we wish they would just take control, but like
see, what's second place on this one though? 25%, 26% of people wanted C. So, but 41% of people wanted B.
I know.
I'll hold on to that.
What's your sample size? And what's the proportion?
It's bigger than not big.
But it's not huge.
Okay. Next question, y'all. Being a top isn't all about sex, you know, but it's a big part of it. And a big part of that is your relationship with your toys, okay? What role do you think tops want your toys to play in your relationship? Okay, we're going to do a little bit of role-playing here. We have three different guys. We have Chad, Brad, and Tad.
A, Chad was great.
Chad says, 50% partnership, 50% competition.
I've that never heard toys. A gay man sound like that in my entire life.
You could have just spoke normal, but that's fine. You have a BFA in acting, right?
I was really going for the chat. I heard Chad and my imagination.
And your brain just ran.
Sweet
just
Chad.
Ran with it. Okay, 50% partnership, 50% competition. That Bottoms Toys, quote, that Bottoms Toys are a constant reminder that I have to be on my A game. Sure, I'll use them if that bottom asks me to, but most of the time, I'm just trying to make that bottom forget that they exist. B, Brad says, 100% partnership, 0% competition. Look, that toy was gonna be there whether I wanted it to be or not. No need to try to become a vibrator. I don't need to even take my clothes off anymore. Just let me sit back, relax, and keep my wrist at the right angle, and it'll do the work for me. It's literally an orgasm machine while I compete. And then Tad. Tad says, 0% partnership, 100% competition. My goal in life was to be better than that fucking toy, and I did it. I read the books, I watched the tutorials, I walk the fucking walk, and my partner has literally thrown their toys in the trash. This ain't no game, son. That's my pussy. Okay.
So, that person, whoever picked this in real life, is lying to themselves, and they are not listening to their partner's needs. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Okay.
Literally. Micropeen, it's not working out. Sorry, babes.
Ooh, because you guys love the statistics so much, I want to say that one of these answers only got 8.3% of the votes. Not going to say which one, but one of them.
It's probably Chad.
It's probably Chad. Okay.
Can you give the, like, cliff notes real quick of, like...
Yeah. A, 50-50. B, 100% partnership, so the toy, 0% competition. C, 100% competition, so no toy at all.
In a perfect world, I think that's me being hopeful. It's like, I would love for partners to not see toys as competition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, like, that I feel part. Like it does occasion, it does happen, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, baby, like, that's work together. Y'all on the same
yeah.
team. Mm-hmm.
Stimulation.
Hello.
Look it up. In
but you're
the
thinking like bottoms. You're thinking like bottoms. You have to think, what would it
I know, that's, I'm not going to do what I did last
yeah.
time. Yeah.
I would say like 50-50 because I feel like a lot of tops do like playing that stuff.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sticking with Chad.
Chad.
Chad is great.
Chad.
The Chad.
The Chad.
Chad. The Chad. Which one's Chad again?
Chad is
the Chad,
50-50.
The first one.
50-50, baby.
Fuck. So hard. I want to, like, I'm stuck between either, like, 50-50 or, like, it's just a competition. Because yeah. I feel like I've seen both, you know? Mm-hmm.
Simone, you have the lead right now, and you could lose it.
I know.
With the run.
And
hold
that's
on
what
to it. Hold on
well, she
to
had
it.
An unfair advantage.
What are y'all guessing? What are y'all guessing?
They're both going Chad.
Well, I'm gonna go Chad too. That way, like, if I lose, then we all lose. You know?
Honestly, such a good tactic. Like, you're gonna stay exactly where you're at. That's the method I would do.
She's playing the game.
Yeah, that's the game.
Say less.
All right. The correct answer for this one: what do they want your toys to be in your relationship? The correct answer was A. 50 fucking 50.
Not even close. We love Chad.
75% of the people said they wanted it to be 50-50. 75%. It was not even close.
What was the 8.3 or whatever?
The 100% partnership. Like, just use the toy and don't move. But 16% of people said they wanted it to be.
I don't want
to
talk to that person.
16% said they wanted it to be 100% competition. So it's second place, not a close second, but second.
Yeah. I thought that one. Here's the thing, that number is absolutely higher when it's actually going down. But that just showed, like, people didn't want to actually say that and expose themselves, even with being anonymous. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they know what the answer is. They know that they feel like it's competition. So,
honestly, that's a good
lying fucking
point going into these last two questions. You have to pick what the tops would say, but also if they're fucking lying, would they be fucking honest with themselves?
Like, yeah, what would they lie to themselves poll? About?
Shit.
That's a liar. Final two fucking questions.
Liars. Let's see.
All right. Question number 7. Everyone's got to have some form of income. Like, you got to be making some money. So, what type of job do you think tops believe make a bottom feel the most like a bottom? A, none. Not a job in sight. You live off mommy and daddy's money. They want to spend their bag on you. And you can have your own little bag on the side, but they don't need to know about it, okay? B.
I wish.
Right? Like, that is worth it. B. You are a boss CEO bitch. You have all of the cash money. They want you to make the money during the day so they can take care of you at night. And C. You got that cute service industry job. You're both working your way up. You're both equals, hustling, stripping off each other's dirty serving clothes at the end of the night, just getting hot and heavy. You know what I mean? Those are your three options.
And the question was, what makes a bottom feel most like a bottom? Which job?
Yeah. What do tops feel like? Oh, that's a very bottom job. I'm gonna go
C. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, C is like real life vibes, like actually, but I am torn between B and C. Because I'm sure some top ones, like, they want me to make all the money.
I feel like in the 50s, it was like A, you know?
Yeah.
And with like all their like toxic masculinity and shit, it should still be that way.
You're saying you should still be a housewife. It actually
that would be lovely.
Like,
honestly, everyone who actually answered A, because I know that they submitted some, like, anonymously, but the people that you gave that survey to and the percentage that A gets, could you just send them my way?
Yeah. Right, no, exactly. I'm interested.
I think, oh God, you know, going with my girl Simone on this one. See.
Yes, come see? With me.
Okay. I'm playing the game now, baby.
I feel like they get, like, they like it when they make the money. I'm gonna be different.
Okay.
I'll go with A.
Where has that gotten you, though, this far, you know?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. She's top energy for this game.
Oh my God, stop!
Kick her out. Kick her out.
I'm wearing like a butterfly tank top. Like, I could not be more bottom in this moment.
All right. Peter, you said A. Simone and Reese, y'all said C.
Yes.
And we're locked.
Y'all,
The answer is B. The answer is B. Everybody got it wrong. Everybody got it wrong. Up.
What?
You're I'm done. I'm logging off.
Look.
Listen, I quit. Like,
they want you to make all that money. They don't want to work. Hey, more tasks.
Toxic masculinity has flipped. They want to be cuddled. They want to be taken care of. They want you to buy all of their things.
It was like 60% of people said they wanted you to make all the money.
Burn them on fire.
In
what
world?
Yeah.
It's a no.
I think this is like, this kind of goes into like their like even more than being a top energy, just like carnal human urge to not work. I just think that people just don't like working.
And, yeah, that was a right. trick question because it wasn't about tops versus bottoms. It was just people.
Nobody wants to work.
I love that you guys wanted C to be the truth. It's very cute of you.
Ew.
C is a very bottom job. Service industry, like that's
it. That's true.
Part of me has a theory too that like. They read the word CEO and they clicked it just like they like on instinct. They just like got themselves triggered and like they forgot that they were answering of like what they wanted you to do. Like part of me feels like so many people clicked be CEO that is what they wanted for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
100%.
Like I would love to be able to analyze the people that we got the responses from and do a show about that.
Right.
Also, oh my god, wait, that would be interesting. You should.
It's also hilarious because it's like this is like kind of a clone question from the For the Tops episode. And when we like pulled a bunch of bottoms, the bottoms also said CEO. And like, I think everyone literally just wants to be taken
care
of.
I'm pretty sure I said CEO.
Yeah. I said CEO.
I'm also just like, in what world am I going to be bottoming on the regular and bringing home the bacon?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's a you got to pick. You got to pick.
No.
There's just not enough hours in the
day.
They
need to have some redeeming qualities.
Yeah. It's like... I don't have time to be a something. CEO and douche. Like,
literally, right. Where are you finding the hours? Where are the hours?
Where are the hours?
I can't.
Guys, final question of the episode. This is exciting. So, I can't believe no one got a point that last round. It's really sad for all of you.
But also, what was the percentage of A?
So, A.
What? Curious.
A got 8.3%.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Again, send them my way.
Gotcha. This is our last question, you guys.
Final one.
I'm scared.
So, give me them vibes, baby. It's all about them vibes. The key to being a good bottom is patience. If a top were to introduce themselves to you, what is the response you think they are most looking for? A, ask them how much money they have. Let them know you want to be taken care of. It's a surefire way to make them feel super confident and masculine and shit. B, a tiny little smirk, you know, not a laugh. Concentrated eye contact. Let them know they better keep trying. But they did get 1 point. 1 point's on the board. C, simply say your name and ask them theirs. Let them know you're open and happy to chat. And D, hit them with a joke back. You know, you're not gonna let them think that they're funnier than you are, okay? That's right, they have to earn it. Which one do you think it's gonna be?
And I just wanna let you guys know that one of these answers, not chosen.
Not at all.
At all.
Not even one.
It's not A, because after the last question.
Yeah, not that.
I think B. I'm gonna stick with the arm graze, the tilted head, a little smirk back.
A little smirk, a little eye contact, 1 point, keep working for it, cat and mouth.
Keep working. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I'll bend it over when I get home. Work. B.
I'll go the more wholesome route and have a conversation. You know?
Rude.
Okay.
Be a little conservative with that.
All right, we're gonna try to keep real hard poker face this time because it's the last question. So, lock it when you're all locked in. Let us know, and we'll let you know.
I'm locked in.
Locked in, B.
Locked in.
You're locked in, B. Reese.
Yeah, B. Locked in.
Okay. B. So, this is funny because there were actually two correct answers for this question. There was a tie. There was a tie. The correct answers were C.
Ew.
Simply say your name and ask what theirs is. And okay, guys, toxic. Gross. Not for the last question. Not for the last question. The correct answer is the word C. Ew. And B. Congratulations, hey! Everybody. Hey! Good job.
Listen, we all got it right because
you all got it fucking right. So this honestly was very illuminating. There are, no one got every single question right, which is good. That means that there's room for improvement. Sorry, Simone. Sorry. It happens to everybody. Shit.
Fine. You need to study a little more.
Oh, shit!
But there is a winner for this game. And the winner for this competition with two more points. I think actually it's...
With just that one is more how point I'm winning every game.
The next. The winner is indeed Simone. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the power bottom of the hour.
Congratulations. But, you know,
the real
Reese
winner?
B really almost pulled you through.
Wait, it's whoa.
Listen here.
Whoa.
Listen
how is here, she baby. On the show drinking an IPA?
Because it's my dad's. I just grabbed what was in his
fridge. I
thought this was
it's
about
her daddy.
Bottoms.
It's
your daddy's. And she's
okay,
giving
wait.
Me power
no,
bursts.
Hold up. This is my dad's, and this is mine. The pink and blue glass okay. with the metal straw.
No, that's
okay.
a cover. There's okay. nothing in it. You're that's... not losing it.
She pours the IPA. Water.
She's an infiltrator.
She's like, I'm a bottom. I have a pink cup, I promise.
Listen, you're mad that I won. I get it. I would be mad, too.
Bottom on bottom crime.
It's you always sound like you way that I'm best. Gonna shit talk. Don't even put that much effort into the shit talking. That will take somebody down more emotionally than just saying ew.
Ew. Guys, honestly, the real winner for this whole game are all the bottoms that were listening and learned the truth about what's in these crazy fucking weird ass tops brains. And they couldn't have done that without all of you. So, you know, give yourselves a little round of applause because you did such a good job. And to thank you once again for all of your hard work on this wonderful game show. We want to give you a chance to introduce yourselves, say, you know, your social medias if you want to, and plug anything that you might be working on if you want to. We can start off, of course, with our winner, Simone.
Oh, I mean, obviously. Hello, Simone Rose here again.
Hi.
Yeah, Simone with an X. Ximone, and then Rose like the flower. Go listen to my music.
Yay!
On all the platforms.
Beautiful.
Second place for today was indeed Reese. Reese, would you like to introduce yourself?
Of course, Reese Lutz. You can find me on Instagram as Lord Reese Phoenix. Reese is spelled R-I-E-S-E.
Ooh. Heck yeah.
Blame my parents, I guess. and same. I'm, you know, starting to get into the nightlife scene and we're trying to fuck it up there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fuck it up. WeHo has no fuck idea it what it's coming for him. and then even though you did come in last place, we still love you. We really
most
do.
Most wholesome answers.
The most wholesome,
at least
like,
you
hopeful
still came.
Answers. Peter, introduce yourself, whatever you want to say, plug anything you want.
Well, thank you guys for having me, of course. I'm Peter, TTYLXOX.
Guys, you guys are fucking awesome. If people who are listening want to follow us on Instagram, you can find us at Get Wrecked Cast. And then if you want to find, Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram, and then Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. Follow, subscribe, leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to us right now, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, whatever the fuck. You can find me on Instagram at Eric M. Myrick.
And you can follow me at Courtney Bell, the K, it starts with a K, not a C, and it's four L's, not two L's. It's so difficult for me to say that every week. I just need to memorize a script. I feel like it's falling out of my mouth. That is our show. Thank you guys so much for coming on and playing with us. Thank you guys, everybody, for listening. And we will see you next Tuesday. Let's get wrecked.
Let's get wrecked. Bye.
Yeah.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.